Welcome to Never Heard That. Thanks very much for joining me. My name is Andrew Mewkey. I wanted to do something slightly different in celebration of reaching 100 shows. I'm going to release three at once, and they're going to be focused on three outstanding female artists of the 1980s. This is because I feel that the 80s are mostly misrepresented in popular culture, but mostly because I just really like these three songs. The first artist I wholeheartedly support as being anointed the Queen of Music, one Kate Bush. The song that we'll be focusing on is called Cloudbusting from her 1985 album, The Hounds of Love. It is no understatement to say that English musician Kate Bush surged into public consciousness when making her musical debut with the single Wuthering Heights in early 1978. The song, with Bush's unique vocal presentation and adaption from the Emily Bronte novel of the same name, touched a vein in the music-loving community. So much so that Bush became the first female artist ever in the UK to have a number one single that they had solely written. She actually wrote that track when she was still only 18. With a supportive family who identified that she had a special musical talent as a young girl, and who began writing songs as an 11-year-old, her ascent to releasing her first single and album is very interesting. The family helped Kate to record a demo of about 50 of her songs. Although the demo did not secure her a deal, it did fall into the hands of Dave Gilmour of Pink Floyd fame. A long story short is that Gilmour helped fund a more professional demo to be recorded, the results of which may well have swayed EMI to sign her and resulted in debut album The Kick Inside being released in 1978 whilst Bush was still a teenager. Regardless, it should be noted that she herself fought long and hard with the record executives to make sure that Wuthering Heights was the first single. This was something that they did not want to do. She, of course, was proven to be 100% right, and one could easily argue that she continued to make great decisions throughout her career. Her first major tour occurred after her second album, Lionheart, in 1979. It was a massive production with a huge stage show, all overseen by Bush, effectively akin to presenting a Broadway play to accompany the musical pieces. It was critically and commercially very successful, but the weight of it had a significant effect on Bush herself. So much so that it is still considered her one and only true concert tour. Although there was the occasional live appearance like Prince's Trust, her next live performance was not until 2014 when she played a residency at the Hammersmith Odeon in London. As she continued going from success to success, she was granted more freedom. By fourth album, 1982's The Dreaming, she was granted full artistic control. After sixth album, 1989's The Sensual World, the releases certainly came much less frequently. There were only two albums released in the intervening 20-plus year period before two albums were released simultaneously in 2011. It is no overstatement to say that all these albums were eagerly consumed by music purists who patiently and expectantly waited for her new music. Her style is proudly described as art rock, experimental pop, or any other label in between, and it's a virtual who's who of musicians from around the world who have offered her their greatest praise. With the scary beauty of a song like Breathing, with the majesty of spirit of a song like This Woman's Work, and the stunning and for me indescribable exquisiteness of Cloudbusting, a song which can make me spontaneously burst into tears, this is one extraordinary artist. Make it your duty to explore her work and find those songs that enrich your life, because you will find them. Just to get you started, here is the track Cloudbusting by Kate Bush from her 1985 album, The Hounds of Love.
I still dream.